The Brookings Institute is one of a number of U.S.-based policy advisory groups which kept close tabs on what Chinese Premier Li Keqiang said as part of his time in and around the U.N. General Assembly in New York this week. Chen Yu is the director of the Fulton China Center at the Brookings. He suggests Li Keqiang's time in New York has reinforced the common belief that China is hoping to be a world leader in pushing for sustainable development strategies.
China's perspective actually is a long-standing view that the poverty, economic disparity, and the social injustice are the root cause of the tensions, hatred, terrorism, and war. So therefore, to provide a job and economic opportunity is very, very important to change that problem and to try to provide the long-term hope and for the poor people, and therefore you will create a so-called harmonious society.
As part of his time at the United Nations, Li Keqiang delivered a series of financial promises for dealing with some of the world's major issues at the moment. Among them is a $100 million pledge to help countries and international organizations with the current refugee situation. By becoming involved in supporting refugees, Chen Li with Brookings says the Chinese government is signaling it wants to show them more international responsibility.
In the recent years, not only this time, last year, President Xi Jinping also made a really big commitment. And also in the G20 meeting in Hangzhou, just a few weeks ago, China also made a similar kind of commitment. You can see the pattern. China now moved to the front and to take responsibility and to contribute to the global governance.
Meanwhile, Chen Li with Brookings says there is a concern about certain groups in both China as well as the United States who would like to limit their country's globalization strategies.
The United States is the largest beneficiary of the economic globalization, but you see that these two countries all have very strong backlash or anti-globalization movement. But China now takes the leading role to push for economic globalization. So it's not a matter of what you like, you don't like. This is an inevitable trend. So China wanted to be part of that and play a very positive role to promote, whether it be the ideological perspective or worldview or concrete method emphasize infrastructure development and the trade.
The Chinese premier met with U.S. President Barack Obama in New York on September the 19th. During which Li Keqiang called for concerted efforts to promote economic and trade ties between the world's top two economies. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.